Okay. When the Beit Amlav Moed Katan, we actually call the Masechta Moed Katan. In the Gemara, it's called Chol HaMoed. And Moed Katan and Chol HaMoed, not really the same thing. Moed Katan means it's a Yomtiv, but it's small. Chol HaMoed means the weekday of a Yomtiv. And obviously, there's two different ways of looking at it and the ramifications, but we're going to talk about it now. The Kitzer and Chol HaMoed, the Machlek is a Shein, you're not allowed to work in Chol HaMoed, I'll do work in Chol HaMoed. The Machlek is whether it's Mahatoida. And the Taylor told the Rabbanon, you can decide which ones are Mahatoida and which ones are not, or is it holding the Rabbanon? And we know that is because the fact that there are leniencies. How can there be leniencies? But Shabbos, you're not working all the work. Why Chol HaMoed, if it certain, meets certain criteria, you can't? So obviously, the Rabbanon have a big input. The question is the Taylor give it to Rabbanon, but whatever it is also is awesome Mahatoida, or is it actually not awesome the Rabbanon? But basically, this Mishnah is going to tell us that in order to be able to do work on Chol HaMoed, it has to meet two conditions. It has to be a loss, a dover of it, if you don't fix it. If it's just a question of profit, that's not good enough. It has to be avoiding a loss, and there shouldn't be too great of a bother. If there's a bother involved, we don't want you doing a Chol HaMoed because it's a distraction. We want you to sit and concentrate on the Simcha of Yom Tov and on the learning. But if you're going to lose money, then your Simcha has been shattered, then it affects your Simcha, so we allow that. Mishnah. Two kinds of fields that a person has. He has a Beis HaShalchan, and Beis HaShalchan is a field that requires water irrigation because it doesn't sustain itself in rainwater. And Beis HaBaal means that it's resting, everything is calm, the rainwater that arrives is good enough. Actually, that's what the Gemara says here. The Gemara will say where it comes from. Baal means calm and peaceful. A person's home generally is very peaceful and calm, and that field is peaceful and calm. That's what Beis HaBaal is. Beis HaShalchan is usually a something on a mountain, so it needs water. So the Mishnah, that Beis HaMalav, Mashkin Beis HaShalchan, you're permitted to water a Beis HaShalchan b'moed and Chol HaMoed, because otherwise you'll have a loss, and it's not such a big tircha. And so too b'shvi is shmita. Shmita more we'll talk about later. There are two kinds of springs. A spring that was existing before and a spring that you just built right now. A brand new spring, chances are that it will fall apart and you have to maintain it for a while until it's it gets itself set. So a brand new spring requires a lot more work because maybe it'll fall apart. Says the Mishnah, I don't care, bein me'mayin sh'yotza b'chila, whether it's a brand new spring, bein me'mayin sh'yotza b'chila, it's an old one, makes no difference. Rashi, Mashkin Beis HaShalchan B'moed. It says Rashi, Sadehu, it's a Sadehu, you met his Bahar. It's a field that generally, one example is, a field that's on the mountains. But Sadehu Lashkei, it's a Tamid, you constantly need water to irrigate it. Is Mashkin Oysa Field B'chol HaShemoed, you'll have to do it in Chol HaMoed. If you should have said Godru. So Rashi seems to be stressing, it's not enough that it's a loss, it has to be a big loss. Or maybe it's telling you a state of being, that's how it is. Im ein mashka oisa, if you don't quarter it, v'davar shel hefsed hiti chamim tere b'chol hamoed, and anything which incurs a loss, the chamim will matter it chol hamoed. K'mo shel hamoed tzim, we find the chagiga. The chesiv, the ending of the chagiga will bring psukim, which sort of tells you that it's matter. The chesiv sheish is yom intechol matzah v'yem ha'shvi etzel hashem lekecha. Ma shvi, 6 days in matzah, and the seventh day is yomtiv. Ma shvi otzer basim lachar, what's that tzedis? Refraining from work. So we dash in Avshisha, also the other 6 days, Chol HaMoed included, Atzudim Basim Lach, you have to refrain yourself from working. Imashvi, if you're going to compare it to Yom Tov, Atzud B'chol Malach, there's no work that you may do except Eichel Nefesh. Avshisha, Atzudim B'chol Malach, so to the other 6 days, you know any work. Talmud Loimed, Hashvi, that the seventh stands out. In what way does it stand out? Shvi, Atzud B'chol Malach, Yom Tov is forbidden to do all work. Ein Shisha, Atzudim B'chol Malach, those days, there are certain works that are permitted. So the Teda tells you you're not working Chol HaMoed, and the Teda gave a Chachamim to deem which work is forbidden, which one is permitted. Which is permitted, which is forbidden. Taste is understood from this Rashi, that Rashi holds Ma'atayla. Any malacha that has a loss, if you don't do it, any malacha that incurs a loss, if you don't do it, for example, watering this field, they permit it. Ubeshvius mefarish gemara. We're going to explain more details about shmita. What's a mayin sheyatzah bechila? The achshav mach schila in voya. This is the first time it's beginning to flow. Shadayin lo yichzika darkas. It hasn't yet manifested itself. It could be that the walls will cave in and you collapse, and you might have to then fix it up again. So we're more worried. And bein mayin shloyatzah bechila. It's an old one. Ela mayin noyvei. It's been around for a long time. Says the Mishnah right, but what can't you do? Things which require an excessive amount of work, we won't allow you to do even for a hefsid. So you need two criteria, hefsid and something which is not too much of a tikha. For example, I will aim mashki, not allowed to get used, to give loyim me'ak from a collection of rainwater. Later on we'll see why not. The loyim me'ak kila, not if water was collected in a pit, because then you have to take buckets and to fill it and to bring it to your land, which is a big effort. And Rashi, Avloy Me'ak Shamim should is bay tircha yaseida can be fajing mother. There is an excessive tircha. Then the Mishnah continues, no, you see, now I make ugi yoiz look funny. You're not allowed to dig these ditches all around your vineyards so it collects water, or around any trees. I guess around vineyards very common. So you now do again, why not? Tircha. Back to the Mishnah. A creek is called an amma because the Gemara tells about a kama, generally it's an amma wide. So it's called an amma. You're not allowed to build that on chalamoid again. It's a tircha. B'mayin a chalamoid. U'v'shviz. And shmita as well. You can't do that on chalamoid shmita. B'chachamim ayim yicham say, oisin es ha'amma b'tchila b'shviz. You are allowed to build this amma in shmita. The chacham argue and everything, or just this din. So machleg yushanim. Then the Mishnah continues, a masakne, it's amakul kol b'mayin. You're permitted to fix up something which is ruined on chalamoid. Fixing, you're allowed to. You're allowed to fix up the damage that took place. You're allowed to fix up chalamoid. You're allowed to clean them out. You're allowed to fix up the roads and the streets. And you're allowed to fix up the mikvahs, the pools of water. Why? These are all communal infrastructure, and you're allowed to fix it on chalamoid, things which are communal. It's like a dove rabbi, you can lose your job. The oisin called tzorche rabbim, you're allowed to do all the things that are necessary for the public. So tzorche rabbim is another category that you're permitted to do in chalamoid. And then the machleket shayim, if it makes a difference whether it's letzoyde chamoid or after moid, and so on. You're also allowed to go to the kvaris and to sign and to make the markings around the cave to know where the kohanim should know where they can go, where they can go. These are all necessary for the rabbim. The yaitin avala klaim. Another thing, the chalmai would go out and check to make sure that everybody, the klaim police, went out to check everything. Says the Gemara, first thing the Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to, whether the spring is brand new, whether it's old, you're allowed to do it when it comes to a loss. L'chayde, if you're permitted to use a new spring for the first time, even though the chashe might collapse, so surely you're allowed to use an old spring. What do you have to tell me for? Hash to yeshlem in mayin v'chila, brand new spring, you're allowed to use dosil and pull it with, there's a chashe, it might collapse. Yet mashkin, you're allowed to use a drink. Mayin shaloyas v'chila, so you have to tell me a spring that was not used before. The loyosilin pule, that won't collapse. My boy, you have to tell me. What's the point? Amri, yes, we do. We need to eat on it. If you would have told me, mayin shaloyas, brand new spring, there's so much ground not to use it because it might collapse. So then I could say, that's why you saw machmir that only based on shalchin is mutter. Havi, I mean, hachu the based on shalchin, based on baloy. Only here you can use the based on shalchin because there's other chashit as well that might collapse. Mishum dosel in puli, it might collapse. Abel mayin shaloyas chila, but an ancient or used spring that's already been around for a long time. There's no chashit, it might collapse. Dosel in puli, I would have thought maybe not only in a case where there's a loss, but maybe in a case where just merely a profit. Like there, baal, ain't my fill the base of baal, nami. Maybe in such a field that usually works with rainwater, but this improves it because obviously the more water it has, the faster it grows. So it's a question of profit rather than avoiding a loss. Maybe you also have to come on shalom. It's always mutter. Beit HaShalchan in. Beit HaShalchan in. Beit HaBaal. Beit HaBaal loy. So the Mishnah will tell you that regardless what kind of spring, it's only a question of avoiding a profit, of avoiding a loss, we permit it. But avoiding a profit, it's not permitted at all. To make a profit, to generate profit, you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, what's the origin of these words? Amay mashma. What's the origin? The base hashalchin lishna de tzachusi. What's the origin of shalchin? Shalchin means a field that's thirsty, needs a lot of water. Where does the word shalchin come from? Water or thirsty? Dechsiv. It says a posse when a mother will attack you. It says va'ata oyev v'yogeya. You're tired, v'yogeya, and weary, and we're teaching that oyev means look at the target, thirsty. We targum there that you are thirsty, v'loi, and hungry. So we see that what? That shil he and the hay and the ches are interchangeable. That's the makor bezer shalchin, a thirsty field. That's what bezer shalchin means. And what does the base of baal mean? Umay mashper the high base of baal lishter the meyasavusi. Baal means calm, relaxed. Because it says a pasig kiyiv al bachur psula, when they have a relationship, a man and a woman, yivalucha banayich. It says a pasig, your children also will be calm. So we darshan umitagiminen ari, just like kamadim mitayisiv ulamim psula, just like a young girl, a young lad, and the psula live together and they're very calm and peaceful. Is yisiafiyuch begavach banayich. Your children also live at home very peaceful. So we see that what's the marker of the word baal? Peaceful. It's a peaceful field. You don't have to be tranquil. You don't have to do anything. Okay, Rashi. Rashi and the Gemara doesn't pull the hakarka shesviva, the ground all around it. That ayin lo yichzikadaka. Yet it doesn't have it. It's brand new. Mashkim becholamoydle. Hashim na worried even love for the by collapse of azav. But you say you'll have to do hard work. We're not worried because right now there's nothing to do. You want to be to add a gzeda that maybe it'll collapse and then there will be a tichah. That far we don't go. Ma'ayin shlo yotzav bechila shukvat hechzikadaka. Already when it's already been already an existing spring. Surely the mashkin men will come and allowed to use it. Beis habal sodahu be'emeg. Usually it's a field down the valley. The ain tzarich lahashkoi. So there's no need to irrigate it. The ain byhev. So there's no loss. You may mashkin if you don't irrigate it. Just a question of adding profit. Only time when you're avoiding a hefsed. Only time a little work chalamayit is a minias hefsed. Dover ovid. Afilu memayin shel yatzchiv. Even an old well, a spring lo. Not allowed to. And the shleve hey mischala bechest, the hey and the chest interchangeable. Says Moravite. So our Mishnah requires two criteria before you can go ahead and do work in Cholamoid. It has to be a dovra of it, a hefsid, and it has to be a minimum amount of tircha. Who is a tana that holds you need to meet these two criteria? Man tana, who's one that says the psidi in the vachalai? First of all, it has to be lost, not a question of generating profit. And the second hetter is b'filu mokim pseida. Even within this pseida mutre mitrech nami letechinen, it has to be a minimal amount of tircha. Who says that? Amar Rav Huna. In fact, it must be Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. The author of our Mishnah is Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. What's the ma'aseh? The Tanan we learn Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Rav Elezer says Moishchin is a mayin. A lot of draw the water me ilan leilan. Trees require a lot of water, so in a way it's like a beis shalchin, so it's a hefsid. You're allowed to draw the water that's by one tree and make canals in the water to drink, to draw the water to go to the other tree. So we see, to avoid a hefsid, you're allowed to do something which is minimal tircha. But, ubevad shele yashkes asada kula. But you're not allowed to, once you're watering another tree, let's water the entire field, because that's already havocha. The rest of the field is not quite, it doesn't need this water. You just want to generate extra profit, you want it to grow better. And that we don't permit you to do in Yom Tov. So we see clearly, that can make a difference between a pseida that you're allowed to do in your echol moed and havocha. Rashi, man tana, the masis in the pseida shodi limited by that pseida you're allowed to be echol moed gomei shalchin havocha leged the beis habal the osa lashkoyse machzeh jay behefzeh shay to lashkoyse not to irrigate it el la havocha the milsa l'shavi afil the charfi even in the new thing growing afil mokim say think more vaiter aim when what's the raya all we know that Elezer ben Yaakov is one criteria that the only time we permit you to work in Cholamayit is if it's a hefsid. We don't know the other criteria that there shouldn't be a tircha. Maybe tircha is not an issue here. Once it's a hefsid, even if it requires a tircha, maybe Rabbi Ben Yaakov is matir. Eimer, the Shalom Rebbe said, Harvach, the law, that if it's only generating profit, you cannot do that in Cholamayit. But tircha, but makam, say the Mishamelech, who told you that where there's a loss and it requires tircha, he doesn't allow it. Maybe he allows that as well. Elo, a puppy, right. It's not a Rabbi Yaakov. It's another Tana that requires both criteria. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. Must be Rabbi Yehuda. Tana, actually, before we learn that, Rashi. I feel the Mokim say the middle of the Chinan. And even say that you shouldn't require too much of an effort. Diktani Masli says, Mishnah of a loim and make shaman not rainwater. Mishnah is a tircha. There's a tircha. Moishchen a mayim in Lilan. Becholu shamayit. Im yesh mayim. If there's a pool of water, tachas ilnech underneath one tree. I seen that a cotton, you'll make a little canal me ilan li ilan from one tree to the next. Because if you have my meals, I'll be to draw the water to the next tree. We're talking about the base of Baal field. The Havachi, you want to generate profit. Alma, the Havacha, the Milsa, also Rabbi. He asks Havacha. No, it must be Rabbi Huda. What's the story? Tanya, we learn back to Gemara. May in a spring, a brand new spring where there's a chash, the walls might collapse. Mashkin Mimenu, when I worried, you're allowed to use it to irrigate. I feel loose today, base of Baal, you're allowed to use it to irrigate, even if it's an ordinary field. Divir Ameh. So the Meir says, I don't care if it's a question of avoiding a loss. I don't care if it's a question of generating a profit. On Chalamayit, there's a good reason you're allowed to do it. Because you add simcha. Generating a profit also makes you happy. And let's do things that make you happy. Okay. Those are the words of the Meir. Obviously, our mission is not the Meir. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, "Ein mashkin ela sudei beis hashalchin shecharve." You're only allowed to irrigate a beis hashalchin shecharve. That was ruined. We'll soon see what that means. But the pile, he's the one who comes along and says it has to be only a mokum seder. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, he says, "Loikach v'loikach." He doesn't even allow a seder. He doesn't allow anything. So he obviously is not our mishnah. So the cheder, the only one who could be our mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. Then yes, it al kena Rabbi Yehuda goes a step further. I'll be more machmir. That even though I just said that Mokum Pseida you're allowed to, right, a bit of Shalchim allowed to, but even then there are conditions. What kind of conditions? La yefana oda mamasa mayim. A person should not either move the canal of water or clean out a canal of water. You shouldn't clean out. The yashke leginose uluchubasa chalamayit. To do that requires an extra effort. Even though I was matted. A beis hashalchin, but I'm not going to be matted requires an extra tircha. That's our Mishnah. Now, what do you mean they destroyed? My charba. What do you mean a beis hashalchin that was destroyed? Ilema charba mam is totally destroyed, then what's the point of irrigating it? Lamele de mashkele. Why bother irrigating it? Amar Abayis. Abayi wants a limp shot. You know what destroyed means? Shecharba memayin zeh. It lost its original spring. The yachala manacha. You want to create now another spring. So that's what you want to do. And he says over here that you're not allowed to create a new spring because it requires an extra tircha. So we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda needs two criteria. It has to be a dovid or ovid, a hefsid, and not too much tircha. Rashi, ilay mechor b'mamish nasabur, the whole thing became empty. What's the point of irrigating it? What's the point? Can't fix it. What do you mean? The original spring that is gone, dried up. The kivim should have gila lishtes. Now the fact that has, since till now you were irrigating it, ilay mashkula ash. If you don't continue, you will incur a loss. Is lay pseida yiseida. You see how Rashi constantly says the hefsed godru pseida yiseida. Obviously Rashi wants to say something. Pseida alone is not enough. Even the Gemara just uses the word tircha. Afilo hachi. Nevertheless, lo yishari Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda did not permit ella memayin sheyatzala the lav tirchi. Rabbi Yehuda only permits you to fix the original spring. I will make shamim, we'll make kalin the tichu, but to bring in new sources, which requires a tichu, does not allow loy shadi. I feel the ways of shalchin. So what's Rabbi Yehuda hold of what? Only an existing has to fix up the existing spring, but not to and to fix it up, but not to build something new. So we see that you're not allowed to do an extra tichu. The oyd chazin. Furthermore, we see the comment Rabbi Yehuda loy fana mayim alma de loshav Yehuda tichu. He said doesn't allow an extra tichu. Alma Masnitsin Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah can't be our Mishnah because he asks us even a Pseida. He asks everything. So our Mishnah can only be Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Sorry, right to Gemara. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. I don't care. Everything's forbidden. I don't care. The spring dried up. Didn't spread up. If it's a brand new one, it's forbidden. Now, if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know? Dilma ad kan loyra kama Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says, I require, our Mishnah says two things. Our Mishnah says that only a base of shalach is permitted, hep seda, and there's a big tircha, and a small tircha, and that's only thing mutter. And our Mishnah said, but a base of baal, nothing's permitted. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a beis habal would know where a beis habal is, where there's a question of profit. If there's a tircha, you can't do it. But there's no tircha at all. Maybe he allows it. So maybe our mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe at kandle Rabbi Yehuda beis shalach and beis habal. When did he make a distinction between a beis shalach beis habal ela mayin v'chila? If it's a brand new spring, there is a chash that might collapse. But where there's a pseida, I allow it. But maybe there's no pseida, I don't allow it. But maybe an existing spring, maybe he says it's not so big a tircha, maybe he's matted even as their bowl. The loss of the pulley won't collapse. After the base of bowl, maybe he knows that even the base of bowl committed then as well. Says the Gemara, you know why Abai is probably right that it's Rabbi Yehuda? Because if you're gonna discount Rabbi Yehuda, then there's nobody left. Who's the author of our Mishnah? To make a fourth time, then why would you do that? Im Kain, if you can learn this way, and our Mishnah holds that a base of bowl is always forbidden, Masnitsin Aman Tamayu. Who else is the author of our Mishnah? Ella Rabbi Yehuda must be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yishna mayin sheyatza b'chil. Rabbi Yehuda makes no distinction whether it's a brand new spring, but lo yishna mayin chila, an old, an ancient spring. Beis HaShalchem, only where there's a Pseid and Tichai, allow you, Beis HaBaal Loi, but not if it's come. I said, why do we only talk about a brand new spring? Why do we talk about a brand new spring? As if to say, an old spring, you're allowed to eat Beis HaBaal. You know why? Not for Rabbi Yehuda's sake. That's more a Chiddush in Ameir. Like the Acha Koich Ameir is so lenient that not only an ancient spring you allow you to use it, but even a brand new spring where there's an additional chash that might collapse, the Meir holds, don't worry about it, Chalmoid, anything which makes you happy, you can do. The Rav Meir, I feel the Mayan, how you eat it, B'chil, the Mashkim, and Menu. I feel it's there, Baal, Rashi. The muscle blew by collapse. I will manage the chiller, but an old one. I feel the base of all Namish everything from the Abihuda, must listen to Tony Nami. My angel is the chiller, base of Shalom is about Loy. Love you, but I'm not Abihuda. Can't be because he can't. If so, Masnisan Aman to my who's the author of my Mishnah? Loy da blazim yakir. I mean, loy kabe, loy kabe blazim yakir. I mean, like we said before, loy kabe mayor the shadi. He permits everything. I feel the base of Baal. Loy kabe blazim zayir. I feel the base of Shalchim the shadi. My angel chiller. He doesn't allow anything from the brand new spring. El the Abihuda of Loshna must be a Mishnah Abihuda. Masnisan the Abihudi. I why talk about brand new spring to teach you how far a mayor is lenient. That feel the mayan she also bechil even a spring that's already been that's brand new. Shadi permits I feel the base of baal even to just to generate profit. Says in Mordechai to Eden we learned hamenaches if somebody prunes his field or weeds his field hamashke mayim lizrein b'shabbes on Shabbos if somebody goes ahead and weeds his field takes out all the weeds. Or, and what he does, he cuts out the bad weeds, and what it does is, he's showing them two things, and he's allowing also that his grow, the whatever's left should grow better. Or he fills up with water so the seed should grow, by putting a lot of water in the ground, it softens the dirt, and this generates, this causes the seeds to grow. So there's a possible of two malachas that he did over here. One is he did maybe chaydish plowing. He's sifting the soil. He's changing the soil, the nature of the soil. He's softening the soil. That's what plowing is. And he's making it grow. So which one is he chay for? Bishumai mastinibay. Because we know that you have to give a soil, you have to give the right malacha. Which one? Rabba says, Mishum chaydish, you're plowing. That's what you're doing. You're softening the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Zareya, you're Zareya. Rashi, Menachesh, Chaylish of Rami, you'll be weeding the bad grass, Matechat, having the good ones, when you pull it out, the other ones grow better. Mashke, Mayim, Bezoim, she's like, Mayim, Ikir, Hasab, you're throwing water on with the seeds. Shemayim, Masin, the Mayim, Malacha, Kachosh, Binle, which Malacha do we consider? The Vadai, Kaitzel, Lechem, is definitely not cutting, Shainim, Miskabin, Little, Hasab. When is it cutting? When you cut in order to take it home. Here, when you're cutting the grass, you have no intention of taking the grass home. You intend to leave the grass there. Elisakin, Hasab, Matayim, Shadi, you want to fix up the good grass in the field. Chodesh says Rashi. Chodesh plowing, zereyab, and planting, and kaitzer, and harvesting. Avos melachim are part of the 39 melachim. Per kol gadol, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba says kavosi dimis. That makes more sense. Like me, ma darke shel chodesh. What's plowing? Lidafuyara. The melachim is to soften the dirt. Hainami mufuyara by putting all the water there, softening the dirt. Amar Rabbi Yosef kavosi dimis. That makes more sense. Like me. Ma darke shel zereya letzmucha peder. What's the idea of planting? The whole idea of planting is that the seed should grow. Hachanami matzvi peder. What am I doing now? I'm making the seeds grow. So this is my melacha, my melacha. Amle abay l'rabba. You know something? You're both right. So why are you only chayiv one melacha? Should we talk about chayiv two melachas? Seifer chaydish and seifer zereya. L'rabba l'didok. I have a question to you. Rabbi Yisrael Kasha, I have a question to you. You're saying that you're plowing. Don't you agree at the same time also you're causing the seeds to grow? You should be chayv two malachas. Back to Rabbi Yehuda, have a question. Only planting and not plowing? If you're going to argue and tell me, if you can tell me the reason is because since you cannot be mechayiv two malachas, only one, and therefore each one chooses which is the primary one, it's not true. You can be over two malachas. If somebody cuts down branches, but with tzarech leitzim, you're cutting down branches, you're pruning the tree in order for the branches to grow back quicker and faster and better. But meanwhile, you also need the wood for yourself, so you're definitely doing kaitzi, you're cutting over here, you give one of the branches for yourself. At the same time, you're causing it to grow. Chayiv shtayim. You did two malachas. Chayiv mishum l'teya. Achas mishum l'teya because you're planting. You're making the tree grow back better. And va'achas mishum kaitzer. So you could be over two malachas. So why is each one of you saying only one malacha? Maybe there's two. Kasha. It's not a strong question because your whole question is from Rav Kahana and Amoida. You know, Rav Kahana was in generation before. And Gemara Baba Kami, Rav Kahana was an unbelievable Amoida. And Rav Yechon was scared of, everybody was scared of him. He's so sharp. Doesn't matter. But it's not really a strong question to repudiate what they said. Just a kasha. Rashi. The Lepui the Lachet is soften. Mishum Chayyim Mishum Zareh Loi Amayla Mechayv Tavai both. Ha'ovet Tavai he did both. Ashkim Mlocha Mechayv Tati Mechayv. And we find he can be Chayv both. Zayme B'Shabbos you're cutting down pruning trees on Shabbos. So Leitzim and you need the wood as well. Chayyim Mishum Kaitzik is cutting. Shari Tzorich Leitzim cutting is when you need it, the item itself. And here you do you need the wood, the firewood. Chayyim Mishum Tevah planting. Mishum Hazimur Galit Tvei will grow better. Taste a beautiful taste there. We're trying to taste it.
It comes out that it's both.
Yeah.
But
you only get punished for no, you have to get both.
Right, but if it's both, then
you must. Yeah, you're right. So, Masa, so you should get both. So you should give both of us. Why can't you?
If you
guys go too difficult, is it a little bit? Was it? So the Shem already asked. The Shem asked, we have a room. Yeah. So they all answer. When do we say that? When one is more severe and one is less severe? A misa and a mammon, malchus and mammon. So we say mishum risha achas, but if two on par, of course you could. Because you could both. They're both. No, you can't do both because they are risha achas. Risha achas doesn't mean one aveda. Risha achas means one level of aveda. So if just like over here, hazayim zarleitzim, yichayv shtayim. How do you do both? So the phrase right here, yichayv two, and you have to get two asaros. If you don't give one asaros, how can you give malchus another one? So yichayv two. I risha achas. Risha achas. The rishonim say.
You asking the punishment.
So you're both. You're getting. It's not. You get two. No, then you get two angels. Let's say Malkus. You get twice Malkus. Of course you do. You get two Malkus. Or two Chatois.
No, but if it's Mamish Bemezid, if it's Mamish Bemezid.
If it's made with Aiden Asra, then you get skill. You're going to get one skill, exactly. Obviously. But in Rosh you get two Avedis. And Masrin, and if you don't, in a case, other cases where there is Malkus, they say a Ru. Risha Achas does not mean Aveda, one level of Aveda. Places over here, it's much like one of the Zachrenim, he says the Machlekes of Rabbi Rabbi Yosef is, they both agree that the Maisa you did was plowing because you softened the dirt. They both agree that your intent was not to soften the dirt, your intent was to make the seeds grow better. Do you go after the Maisa or after the Machshava? And that's the machlekes of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, Maisa, Rabbi Yisrael, Machshava.
That's because that is two different things here. When you're cutting, you're pruning the tree, in order for the tree to grow better.
You're doing both purposes.
Where?
Here you're going through a Maisa of Koiter. Your intention is Zorach Leitzim. Your Kavani is Zorach Leitzim. That's what you're, why you're doing it. L'poyul, you're pruning the tree, and the tree is better. You're not doing it to prune the tree. You're doing it L'tzor HaZoyim Zorach Leitzim. That's what you're doing it for.
Yeah, the point is that if you did Zorach Leitzim, you might not cut in the same way as you do.
No, we're talking about it, then what's more comparing it? You're more comparing it because it's exactly the same thing. You're doing a mice of one Aveda, but the Machshav is the other Aveda. And that's how it lens. Because that Kavanah means you have to do Kavanah what you're doing. And here you have Kavanah to do what you're doing. But what is your ultimate purpose? Yeah, you don't have Kavanah to soften the ground in order to make the thing grow. But what is there's the Kavanah what you're doing, and then there's the ultimate rotzen. What's the outcome? Exactly. That's what Taisa is saying. The machlek is. So that's the machlek. Taisa says, "Sorry, okay, sorry." 2 a.m. for me. Okay. Vayitir Gemara. Where are we? Eisver Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael asked Rabbi a question based on your machlek. Is that you want to say that the main thing is plowing? Hamenachesh, if somebody weeds the ground and putting erva mechafe leklayim and you're covering over the seeds of klayim with sand, loike you get malchus. Why? Because you're planting. Rabbi Kiva says not only if you're physically doing something to support them klayim, af hamekayim, just letting it be, you're also chayv. Bish leimelididi, according to me, da amina I say mishum zareya. So Rabbi Yisrael said, Rabbi, according to me, I say that you chayv not for the softening of the ground, but for the ultimate purpose, which is to plant. Hainu da sida ziriba klayim. Makes sense. Why you're over the aveda planting by klayim? All you're doing is covering with dirt. But since that ultimately helps it grow better, and that's what you're doing. So therefore, you chayv. You say when you're covered with dirt, it's like it's, you look at the mice. The mice is plowing. That's all it is. Where's an Isra plowing for climb? The Amnim Shum Kachodesh. It's also possible a scissor climb. Chadisha be climb yasida. Where does such an Isra? Amalei said you're right. You're not chay when you put sand on it. You're not chay because plowing. You're chay from Shemekayim because you're allowing it to exist. Says, what do you mean? But Mektani says, the next line says, Abakiva Rabbi Mekayim. Abakiva is the one who says that even if you let it exist, you're chayim. Mekalal Tanakam Alabashu Mekayim. Who? That the first opinion under with letting exist, you did something wrong. By putting sand in it, you're plowing. What kind of it is that? If according to you, the Isra is the plowing, what you're doing, not what the outcome is. So your Rabbi says, no, you misunderstood the Braisa. Kula Rabbi Kivi, it's all one offer. Matam, come, he's explaining himself. Matam, why taka hamanachish ramechafa beklaim loike? Why to get mad? Because the whole you're doing is plowing. Shemekayim, because you're allowing it to exist. Rabbi Kiva Oimid, af hamekayim. Even allowing it to exist, you're also, says Rashi. I am loike mishum le sizer climb planting. Af hamekayim. So Rashi says, interesting, mekayim means sheroye klayim zorua. You see klayim, the ain't of it, you do nothing about it. You do nothing about it. And, you know nothing about it. Rabbi Chananel said that you have to do something. Rabbi Chananel says, I'm sure I remember Rabbi Chananel is. Rabbi Chananel says, Shemotze Sada Zeruya Klai, you found a field, but of the Huvet Samcha. So you did something there to help it grow. Not that you planted it. If you planted it like scissor, it's already planted. If you added something like sand, it's already, and that's also part of the Isra of like scissor. That's what it means after Mekayim. Rashi is mamish machmir. Rashi says you just see something and you don't do anything. You're already over the lav of Lechizra. It's a big chumrah. Exactly. And also the, every Aveda like that. Yeah, so do nothing. Just seeing an Aveda happening, you're already over an Aveda.
And also
the
Mashmah from Mashmah Klein, when they sent their Shluchim to do it, they didn't do anything.
That's for money. Sorry, that's yeah.
So therefore,
okay, true. But it's the over a lav, maybe just as a gedder, a siog. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, weiter gemacht. Sag mal weiter. My time again. Why take this so machmir that even mekayim or even avedah tanya? We learn it's just a pasuk. It says, Sodcha loisizra climb, you feel you shouldn't grow climb. It should have said, loisizra climb. What means Sodcha loisizra climb? So we read it, we'll see in a minute. Ainli elizare, you shouldn't plant. Mekayim enayin, tamaleimir, we go back a few words. It says in the passing before, loisarbiya climb, and then it says, Sodcha loisizra climb. It could have just said, Sodcha climb. So it could have said, loisizra climb, and it would be good enough. Why does it say, Sodcha loisizra climb? To tell you. So we do this is how we read it. Klayim, sod chaloy. We put the word klayim, which is from the first half of the pasuk, yeah, and you join it in the second half, sod chaloy, and you read it together. Klayim, sod chaloy. Make sure that you feel no klayim exists at all. Not that you forget the scissor, you did something proactive. Even not being proactive, you have to make sure that there's nothing happening in your field. It says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to do this on Yom Chalamoid and a Shemitah. Bishleim Moed, why are you allowed to? Mishum Tichu, we allow you a special dispensation. If it's also, how can we allow you? Because the whole Issa is the Rabban only. And the Rabban is up to the Rabban to decide what to do. Since you meet the criteria, there's a Tichu over Mokim Seder. So if there's only a small Tichu and a Mokim Seder, Rabban will matter. Or there's no tichah, a little tichah, you're matir. What do you mean? Because there's a pseida, we allow you to do malachas on Shemitah? How does that work? El shvi is bein lemand amma mishum zareya, whether the one who says that you're doing it, you're over zareya, by watering it. Bein lemand amma shachedesh, whether it's plowing when you're watering it. Either one, you're doing an isa of Shemitah. What do you mean? Because there's a pseida involved, we allow you, the Mishnah said you're allowed to do it on Beis HaShalchin, you're allowed to have this water there. Zariya v'chadisha b'shviz b'shari, how can you... Amar Avaya, Abaya said, we're talking about Bizman Azeh when the whole thing's in Rabbon as well. B'shvi is Bizman Azeh v'Rebbe, the Shmitrei and his Rebbe. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe, I'm what Rebbe say, B'zeh Dvar HaShmita Shmoy, he says that this is the deal of Shmita. Shmoy, B'shtei Shmita Shmoy, two Shmitas. B'shtei Shmita Zakos Medabe, there's two kinds of Shmitas. Achas Shmitas Karka, that the properties have to lay follow, Achas Shmitas Hotman, that you don't pay back your loans. And we link the two together, and we say as follows, Bizman Sha'atem Mishamet Karka, Atem Mishamet Ksofim. When this Shmita is functioning, so to the other Shmita. When you don't have this din, so there's a time when it doesn't exist. So therefore, the whole inyan shmita today is only midrabbanon. The rabbanon are allowed. Mamakim seder minimal tichur. We allow you. Rashi chadisha b'shiz mishmishari honafka bilun mechad b'kachat tishbois. And the machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel b'Kiva, where they're talking about Shabbos, they're talking about shmita. Rabbi Nina, we say yimeini inyan l'Shabbos if it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Shein tzarich, you don't need it. Chadik kvar nema kol malacha teruin l'shviz do shmita. B'shviz b'zman hazeh the Rabbanon v'Rebbe follows Rebbe. Why? Damer duhu b'Rabbanon. He's the one who says the Rabbanon. Milsu the pseidus shah Rabbanon. Because the holy the Rabbanon, if there's a pseidus, we allow it. V'zeh dvar ha-shmita shmoy k'sib ha-shmat ha-sofim. Amai k'sib trei zim ne-shmita shmoy. Why is it twice, two words? So we learn. B'zman shi yetem shamay karka b'kaldi k'zman delem shamay karka. The fact that he said b'zman is a ray, there's a time that ma ha-toyde, there's no din ha-shmita. That's what Rebbe is teaching us. V'ezeh zeh b'zman hazeh, must be today. So that's what I like to two more lines. Rabbi says, no. Afilu temer abonon. I can argue that even Shemitah's Mahatayda we allow today. Why? Very interesting thing. You know what's Asa Shemitah Mahatayda? You know what's Asa? Obvious. Asa Rachmana. You know what? You know that which is an Av on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. Chrisha and so on. Ketzira. Of the tulis, that which is merely a tulis. Watering a garden is not an Av. Watering a garden, let's say it's planting, let's say it's plowing. It's only a tulis. Tulis was not Asa Shemitah. And therefore, the Rabbanan, and so the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said, say the, you're allowed to. Tulduz loy osher achman. How do I know? Yichsiv, it says in the pasuk of Hashon HaShviz, Shabbos Shabbosam liya la'aretz, you should rest it. Sotcha loy sizr, so we tashim. And then it says, v'kamrcha loy sizmer. Mechdi zmira b'chal zriya, what's the chilek zriya or zmira? It's the same thing, just here we're talking about the grains or the grapes, and here we're talking about the grains. So why, it's the same idea, why does it have to say both? To tell you what? And then further down the passage says you shouldn't cut. You shouldn't cut your grain, nor should you cut your grapes. But I have to tell you both. It's the same thing. Same misa. L'may hichzak kasvina rachmana. L'memre to tell you. Dahani tuldas. These are the only ones that the tulda chayiv. Achriyasa loy mechayiv. Any other tulda you're not chayiv. Rashi. Tuldas gigay mashke zroim. Shohayu mishkin. That wasn't the mishkin. Loy asa rachmana. Tell you the nasa. Zmira bechlal zriya shadarka zolzaimer letzmuche pedik zriya. One is the derech of a zaimer is that he makes the pedis grow. Betzida is by grapes by novim. Kiktzida betfuah the same thing as harvesting by grains. Uktzida admalachi pedikal gadol. Why did it spell out? Kiktzida bechlal kiktzida shneim chayim both cutting. Zimur mechatech hanovim veishin. Okay, we'll see that later. So that's the answer. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr.